Good morning. We're continuing with the halachas of Sichuch, and we're discussing the connection between the walls and the schach. We mentioned the idea called Efen Akuma. While we were discussing that, we mentioned that the reason why you need Efen Akuma is because you can't have a Sichuch under an overhang or under a tree. So that is the halacha, that you cannot have your schach. Your schach has to be open to the open air. It cannot be under a overhang of a building. It cannot be under the tree. But we said, even if it is, as long as you have Defen Akuma, you'll have a way to connect. That part of the schach will be used as a wall, not as part of the sichuch. A common question, place where this halacha comes up, is a person builds a shlak. A person builds a covering for his sukkah. So while the covering is on, you have now another layer of sichuch on top of covering over your head, which is not kosher for the sukkah. It's made out of plastic, metal, wood, whatever you build it out of. So how do we deal with that? Is that a problem, etc.? So obviously you only put it there when a time when it's raining. The person puts it there when the time that it's raining. So during that time, you're not going to sit in the sukkah anyway, so it's not such a problem. But there is one area where this halacha plays itself out, is the beginning of sukkahs. The beginning of sukkahs, at the night of sukkahs, when the status of the sukkah is supposed to move from being a building that you built to have the kedusha sukkah on it, with the designation for the purpose of a sukkah and the kedusha sukkah on it. During that moment, it is preferable that the gagon, the covering, should be open. So it's functioning as the sukkah is functioning as the sichuch, being mesachach over the ground as opposed to the shlak, being mesachach over it. So we want that to be in place at the beginning of the yomtiv, that preferably the shlak should be open. Now during sukkahs, if a person wants to put down the shlak, so we might have a question if on Shabbos and Yom Tov of making an oil. A person is putting down the covering and he's making an oil over his schach. So if a person places the shlak in such a way that it is within three tvachim of the sichuch, we don't look at it as a separate oil. And there's no problem for a person to open the shlak in that situation on Shabbos or Yom Tov, or remove it on Shabbos and Yom Tov. There's a problem of boina, there's a problem of soyser. To build something is a problem of boina, to destroy it or remove it is a problem of soyser. But since it's within three tvachim, it's not considered an oil. If, however, the gap is three tvachim or more, it would be considered an oil. And what is the eitz of a person who wants to open up his shlak on Shabbos or Yom Tov? So there is a halacha in Hilchos Oil that the person cannot make a new oil on Shabbos or Yom Tov. He cannot make a new tent, a new covering over something on Shabbos and Yom Tov. But he can extend an existing oil if the extension is only temporary. So if a person leaves part of his shlak already extended, the shear is a tefach, and it has to be a tefach. We assume an halacha beyond, let's say, if your shlak is wrapped around some type of a pole. So that is wrapped around the pole, even though that takes up a space of a tefach, that doesn't count, because that's not the oil being open. But if a person opened the oil before Shabbos or before Yom Tov, to the point that a tefach of the is unwound from the roll, and now it's functioning as sichuch, and being functioning as oil, it's giving covering protection. So then, to extend it further is not a problem. So the eitz of a person should do is to have the shlak partially open to the width of a tefach, besides that which is wrapped around the pole, and then on Shabbos and Yom Tov he will be able to extend the shlak all the way if he so desires. Have a good day.